5. The Ministry of Mind. The third source and center is infinite in mind. If the universe should grow to infinity, still his mind potential would be adequate to endow limitless numbers of creatures with suitable minds and other prerequisites of intellect. In the domain of created mind, the third person, with his coordinate and subordinate associates, rules supreme. The realms of creature mind are of exclusive origin in the third source and center. He is the bestower of mind. Even the father fragments find it impossible to indwell the minds of men until the way has been properly prepared for them by the mind action and spiritual function of the infinite spirit. The unique feature of mind is that it can be bestowed upon such a wide range of life. Through his creative and creature associates, the third source and center ministers to all minds on all spheres. He ministers to human and subhuman intellect through the adjutants of the local universes, and through the agency of the physical controllers, ministers even to the lowest, non-experiencing entities of the most primitive types of living things. And always is the direction of mind a ministry of mind-spirit, or mind-energy personalities. Since the third person of deity is the source of mind, it is quite natural that the evolutionary will creatures find it easier to form comprehensible concepts of the infinite spirit than they do of either the eternal Son or the universal Father. The reality of the conjoint creator is disclosed imperfectly in the very existence of human mind. The conjoint creator is the ancestor of the cosmic mind, and the mind of man is an individualized circuit, an impersonal portion of that cosmic mind as it is bestowed in a local universe by a creative daughter of the third source and center. Because the third person is the source of mind, do not presume to reckon that all phenomena of mind are divine. Human intellect is rooted in the material origin of the animal races. Universe intelligence is no more a true revelation of God, who is mind, than is physical nature a true revelation of the beauty and harmony of paradise. Perfection is in nature, but nature is not perfect. The conjoint creator is the source of mind, but mind is not the conjoint creator. Mind on Urantia is a compromise between the essence of thought perfection and the evolving mentality of your immature human nature. The plan for your intellectual evolution is indeed one of sublime perfection, but you are far short of that divine goal as you function in the tabernacles of the flesh. Mind is truly of divine origin, and it does have a divine destiny, but your mortal minds are not yet of divine dignity. Too often, all too often, you mar your minds by insincerity and sear them with unrighteousness. You subject them to animal fear and distort them by useless anxiety. Therefore, though the source of mind is divine, mind as you know it on your world of ascension can hardly become the object of great admiration, much less of adoration or worship. The contemplation of the immature and inactive human intellect should lead only to reactions of humility.